It's the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines, coming to you once again from CattleCon 24. We've been visiting with folks from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association at their annual meeting here in Orlando. Programming note, we'll be back in our home studio in time for Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review that airs at noon Central and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. In the news today, big employment numbers have come in, another sign of economic strength. Tesla recalls some 2.2 million vehicles, and we'll share why. Those stories and more today. And a reminder, we're back with the Business News Week on Sunday at noon. Let's go with today's news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us for the ride. Want to reach us on social media? You can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at IOB_NewsHour. On Threads, it's Insight on Business. And, of course, our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. A news story today is the 353,000 jobs the U.S. economy added in January. And that is on top of the 333,000 jobs added in December. It's the latest example how the economy is shrugging off higher prices and interest rates. The unemployment rate stayed at 3.7%, just above a half-century low. The Associated Press is reporting that wages grew unexpectedly fast in January as well. Average hourly pay climbed a sharp 0.3% from December. That's the fastest monthly gain in nearly 2 years, and get this, 4.5% gain since January of last year. The strong hiring and wage growth could complicate or delay the Federal Reserve's intention to start cutting interest rates later this year. The details in Friday's jobs report pointed to broad hiring gains across the economy. Professional and business services, a category that includes managers and technical workers, added 74,000 jobs. Healthcare companies added 70,000, retailers 45,000, governments at all levels 36,000, and manufacturers 23,000 jobs. The unemployment rate has now come in below 4% for two straight years, the longest stretch since the 1960s. All that good news was not necessarily good news for Wall Street, as investors worry that the strong jobs and wage numbers will cause the central bank to keep an interest rate high for a longer period of time. The Dow played along the flat line most of the day, and because we're traveling later today, you can check our social media posts for those numbers. Tesla is recalling nearly all of the vehicles it has sold in the U.S. because some warning lights on the instrument panel are too small. The AP is reporting that the recall of nearly 2.2 million vehicles announced by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is a sign of stepped-up scrutiny of the electric vehicle maker. The agency also said it has upgraded a 2023 investigation into Tesla steering problems to an engineering analysis, and that is a step closer to a recall. Meanwhile, jobs continue to be cut in the news business. News website The Messenger folded on Wednesday after being in operation only since last May, abruptly putting some 300 journalists out of work. The Los Angeles Times laid off more than 100 journalists in recent weeks. Business Insider and Time Magazine announced staff cuts. Sports Illustrated is struggling to survive. The Washington Post is contemplating buyouts for more than 200 staffers. Pitchfork announced it was no longer a freestanding music site after digital publications BuzzFeed News and Jezebel disappeared last year. One word, ouch. The news business has been in a free fall for the past two decades, starting when much of its advertising moved to online by opportunistic tech companies. The situation is tragic, not only for large, but also small communities. Who is there to report on local government, the schools, local sports, and events of interest? Northwestern University study released in November estimated the United States has lost one-third of its newspapers and two-thirds of its newspaper journalism jobs since 2005. A new student loan program is rolling out this month. Business Insider is reporting that the Education Department announced that borrowers enrolled in the SAVE income-driven repayment plan, who originally borrowed $12,000 or less, will begin to see their loans forgiven in February after making as few as 10 years of qualifying payments. It's unclear how many borrowers will be immediately qualified for relief and when those notices will start being sent out this month. Additionally, borrowers who are not currently enrolled in the SAVE plan will need to enroll at studentaid.gov in order to qualify for the benefit. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack announced a pilot program to make accessing carcass quality grades such as Prime, Choice, and Select available and affordable for small and mid-sized processors. Through the pilot program, processors will be able to take a picture of the ribeye loin and upload it from their phone to a secure cloud vault. Then a trained USDA grader based elsewhere in the U.S. will review the image and assign a quality grade within 24 hours. The program is specified for use by small and mid-size operations only, limiting the number of carcasses a processor can present for grading to just 100 per week. Industry experts say the program will reduce costs for smaller producers while adding value for the consumer. The rise and fall of 23andMe is the stuff of legend. The Stackify is reporting that at one point, 23andMe was the darling of Silicon Valley. As with so many other startups before it, the company has cratered since its peak and now has a stock price of less than $1. 23andMe is a generic testing company that was valued as high as $6 billion just a few years ago. However, NASDAQ might delist its stock. The company has also been facing mounting lawsuits over a data breach that happened last year. The delisting of its stock is directly related to that data breach, which seems to be the core explanation for what happened to the company. The data breach allowed hackers to steal ancestry data from 6.9 million of the company's 14 million users. 23andMe admitted that it failed to detect the data breach for 5 months after it happened. Now both consumers and investors are fleeing, and the story is one that how one mistake can tank a company. At news time, Wall Street was in the green, with the NASDAQ leading the three major indexes and up by over 200 points. For all the numbers, check our feed at IOB News Hour or Insight on Business over on Threads. And finally, there is this, and this is about seven ways you can save money. And it's not difficult. Let's go. You know, from groceries to health and wellness items, brand name products carry a lot of heft in households. But if you come off of buying brand names, it can save you up to $600 a year, say the experts. And number two, if you have a gym membership but you rarely use it, ditch it and save over $600 a year. Number three, your unlimited data plan may be costing you more money than you realize each month. You might look at smaller plans or even head over to get this Mint Mobile that charges just $15 a month for talk, text, and data. And that would save you well over $500 a year. Number four, the average household dishes out $114 on video streaming services like Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, and more. But why? Up that and save. Number five, does your bank charge fees? You know, there are banks out there that do not. And if you find one, it could save you nearly $200 a year. Number six, proper attic insulation. Yeah, we're talking to you, Midwest. Could save you up to $450 a year. And finally, number 7, doing takeout food or food delivery? Whoa, wait, stop. Why not make your food at home and save, get this, up to $3,000 a year for the typical takeout family?
Wow.
And that's a wrap from CattleCon 24 with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We are back on Sunday, noon central, with Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review, and only on News Talk 1540, KXEL. And yes, we do stream. Well, that is a wrap. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a profitable weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.